See you. Everyone in the temple cries glory. comes back down. Who holds the wind in his fists? Who wraps up the oceans in his cloak? Who has created the whole world? What is his name and his son's name? Tell me if you know. This is in Proverbs, many, many years before Jesus even came. What is his name and his son's name? And you guys are singing, "You are Jesus." Sing that, if you guys can. What is his name and what is his son's name? Thank you, God, for revealing who you are and who your son is. Thank you for revealing Jesus the Christ. Jesus, thank you for becoming flesh, coming down on this earth, making yourself known, making the Father known, making the Eternal One known, God, to basic humans like us. What is his name and what is his son's name? His name is Jesus. What is his name and what is his son's name? Yahweh is the Father, and his son is Jesus the Christ. That's who he is. We know his name. We know the name of his son. Father, thank you for revealing the name of your son to us. This man, thousands of years ago, was asking who your name was, and you revealed your name, God. Your name is Jesus the Christ. Your son's name is Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Jesus, thank you for revealing yourself to us. Jesus, I thank you so much that you saved us. Thank you so much for what you did, for suffering for us. Jesus, I can't ever move on from that. I can't ever move on from what you've done. God, that was the question. What is your name? And what is the name of his son? Jesus is the name of his son. You revealed yourself through Jesus. That's the mystery of all mysteries. Jesus the Christ is the mystery of all mysteries. The fullness of God in the man Jesus. The fullness of God in Jesus Christ. That's the name of God's Son. God, we honor you. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for sending your Son, Father. Thank you for sending your Son, God. Thank you, Jesus. There's no better name than the name of Jesus. There's no higher name than the name of Jesus. That's who we worship. That's who we love. Jesus is the one we love. We love the name of Jesus. Jesus, I love your name. Jesus, I love you. God, we love you. We honor you. Jesus, I love you. God, we want to honor you with our entire lives, Jesus. Give you everything. Love you fully, God. His name is Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. God, best friend, the one who really, truly loves us. You're the one that truly loves us, Jesus. You've proved it. And I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The ultimate mystery, Jesus Christ. The ultimate mystery. There is no deeper mystery except Jesus Christ. He is the mystery of all mysteries. There's nothing deeper than Jesus. There's no one who's more. There's nothing else to search for except Jesus Christ. When you know Jesus, there's nothing else that you really want. There's nothing else that you want except Jesus. When you know him, there's nothing else you need. But you have to know him. That's the problem. You have to know him. God, if there's anyone that doesn't know you, if God, help us know you deeper, on a deeper level. We have have to know you, Jesus. We have to know you, Jesus. Everything is literally pointless if we don't know God, if we don't know you. Jesus, we have to know you. Thank you for revealing yourself. Thank you for breathing life into us, but we want to know you on a deeper level. We want to know your holiness, your magnificence, your beauty. Jesus, I want to know your beauty. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what your plans are. I want to know how I can help you in your plans. I want to know how I can serve you more. God, reveal yourself more to us. Jesus, reveal yourself more to us. Reveal your holiness. Reveal your different sides, God. Help us keep our eyes on you so we don't have to keep our eyes on ourselves. Jesus, reveal all the different aspects of you. We want to know your all of your sides. We want to know you fully, Jesus.
Thank you. creatures and the elders, the four living creatures and the elders, they worship the Almighty God. The four living creatures and the elders, the four living creatures and the elders, the four living creatures and the elders, they worship the Almighty God. Four creatures and the elders, the four creatures and the elders, the four living creatures and the elders, they worship the Lord. They worship the Lord.
Something that needs to be released tonight, but it's on all of us, people on stage, people, like, it's everybody in this building. Let's just go together, like, get out of your mind. I know people and some families had some very rough week, but it's about Jesus. It's about focusing on Him and coming together in one spirit. Spirit is outside of your mind. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you take every heart right now. You take every heart right now into your spirit. Let us together in one voice with heaven, with all the angels, cry out, holy, worthy, glory, because you have done it. We can walk in that rest. We can walk like truly victorious over sin, over all the struggles, over all the problems, my King, because you have done it on that cross. Jesus, thank you so much. I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you stir up every heart, that you release hunger right now over this place, over this generation, my King. Release hunger right now. Release hunger and thirst. Release, Papa, unity and connection between heaven and earth, because that's your heart's desire, Jesus, that we connect with heaven, that we connect with your desires, with your heart, and we release what's in heaven on this earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're just gonna cry out, holy. We're gonna cry out, worthy. We're gonna cry out. We're gonna look at you. We're not gonna look at our day. We're not gonna look at ourselves. We're not gonna look at tomorrow. We're not not going to look what we have, what we don't have. We're just going to glorify you, my King, because you are worthy. You are worthy. You are glory, my King. Nothing else matters. Everything comes and it goes, but you are one and only. You are so good. You are so glorious. You are so beautiful in so many different ways, my King. I want whatever you have prepared in this place tonight, release it, my God. I just ask that we tap into your heavenlies. I just ask that every heart gets a dose of what needs to be released, my King. Because in your heart and your presence is encounters. Day encounters, night encounters, heart encounters, spirit to spirit touching encounters. Jesus, you are good. You are good. As your sons and your daughters right now, we cry out holy. We cry out. The glory is yours. You teach us, you mature us, my King. You truly establish us, my God, as your heavenly vessels on this earth. Jesus, Jesus, your name be high and lifted up in this place. Your name be high and lifted up. Your name be high and lifted up. To everything that we need. You are the source for our future. You are the hope for our future. You are the hope, Papa, and true foundation for them now. Jesus, we crave you and you alone. Let's just keep on crying out, holy. You have it, like keep on releasing it. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is your name, my King. Let the angels right now cry out, holy. Let every heart in this place cry out, holy. My God, you are holy. Your kids, we just come in alignment with heaven. We come in alignment with, in a true, solid connection with you, with your heart, with your spirit right now. You are so good. Release deep cries out to deep. Deep cries out to deep. You are the deep spirit that bubbles in us, the hunger and thirst in us. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out, release it, Holy Spirit. to the Father. Connect every heart to the Father. There's so much good stuff that gets released from Father's heart. All the insecurities melt away. All the struggles melt away. Men can truly be men. Women can truly be women. When we encounter you, when we are connected to you, when we look at you, when we walk in you on this earth, my King. Connect, Holy Spirit. Connect, Holy Spirit, our hearts to yours. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for waking up the deep groans within us, my Jesus. That we can truly, like Tommy was saying, not be complacent, but just be hungry, raw, and vulnerable and pursue you in all that we are, in every area of our heart. Jesus, our heart are just part, like truly, bow down before you right now. Lay down before you. My King, we honor you, we love you. Thank you for being so many different things. You are one God, one and only. Yet you are so many things to so many people. You are one and all. Yes, Jesus. Release it. Release it. It's in the atmosphere. Release it. Release it, Jesus. Release it. Fresh new perspective, fresh new wisdom, fresh new air of courage, of strength. Release it, Jesus, whatever we need. Release it. Release it, Holy Spirit. As we focus on you, you take care of us. You heal us. You restore us. You set us apart to you in a deeper way every time. Take us deeper right now, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Take us deeper. For your care. Thank you. When we choose to pursue you, when we choose to love on you, the stuff you pour out over our lives and over us, it is so beautiful. It is so of your faithfulness, because you have shown us the way, how to be faithful, how to be true, how to be loyal, how to be strong, how to be a one heart and one unity. You showed us the way, and we can just look at you and copy and paste it into our lives. It is so simple and it is so easy. We can do nothing outside of you. We can do nothing out of our own strength. You know what to pray about. You know what to truly release. You truly know what we need in a moment where so many times we don't know what we need. And even now, Holy Spirit, you know what every heart needs. You know what every life needs, what every family needs. Release it, Holy Spirit. You are our hope. You are our desire. You are the one we truly look up to. You are the one we put everything on the table. You are our foundation. We crave is you, Jesus. Sita mama maya sikata na narira ko soro lo lo ko shkera. We just come in agreement with heaven. We come in agreement with what you're doing in this place and what you're releasing. Thank you, Jesus. You know every generation, you know every language and tongue. Our spirits is what capture it and receive it. Our spirits are the one that connect together with you and connect with each other. Jesus. Jesus. Your name is one and only that is worthy. Your name is a true solid rock that we build our every life on.
And hold. Higher.
you meet us where we are at. Everybody's in different seasons and different on different levels, and you're right there with us. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you don't judge, that you don't condemn, that you truly love us for who we are and where we are at. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a true Father to us corporately and to us individually. Thank you so much. You are so good and so worthy. Because of your acceptance, because of your presence, because of your love, we can truly be wholesome in who we are. We can see each other as a family, our brothers and sisters, that we can see each other through the lens of your love, through the lens of your acceptance, through the lens of your purity, that we don't judge, that we look, don't look down, but we love on each other just like you love on us. Focuses on you. Everything just aligns in the right place. We don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to overthink. We can just be in the moment and enjoy life. That's so good. We honor you in this place. I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you give us more clarity, more wisdom, more understanding, how to truly honor you the way you deserve to be honored, and truly fear you the way you deserve to be feared. That we acknowledge you for who you are. That we come under your authority and majesty. That we come under your lordship and kingship. Truly express you to the people around us the way you really are. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for being that light and that discernment during our weeks. When the enemy tries to throw those negative thoughts or distract us or put us down one way or another, you're always that light that helps us discern. You're always with us. You lead us and you guide us, and we acknowledge that and we honor you for that. Thank you. Because of who you are, because of what you do, you always comfort us. Because of who you are, you always help us. Because of who you are, you're always encouraging us. Because of who you are, Holy Spirit, we are able to stay strong, victorious. We are able to stay in your presence and live out of that place. Christians, we have it made because of who our God is. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. We have it made. We have everything that we need. We don't lack nothing because you are in us and you are in our life and on our life. Holy Spirit, for your sweet, sweet presence in this place. Thank you for covering us with your mercy and grace. Where we fall short, you add. I love you for that. Thank you so much that we can truly live in spirit and in truth. Because that's who you are. That's your language. That's your nature. That's your existence. That's your reality. Leaders, millennials, Gen Z. Papa, raise it up. Let us partner up with each other, with Kingdom of Heaven. Let us partner up our families, our cities, our nation needs that so much. When we come in agreement, when we come in unity, when we release your love, when we release your presence, when we release your truth, when we go and we just truly express you in a moment. Atmospheres change, hearts change, families change. Jesus, I am so hungry for what you have prepared for us. I am so excited to see what you're going to be manifesting and bringing forth through us. Super grateful for yesterday, for the past. But that manna is fresh every day. Signs, wonders, miracles are fresh every day. Your voice is fresh every day for our hearts and our souls. Spirit, for just filling us up with your oil, with your fire. Thank you for filling us up, that we shall not lack anything. We shall not look to any other place but you, Jesus. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Being with us. Thank you for loving on us so much that when we're either insecure or have some kind of fear or anything else that doesn't belong to us come at us, your love covers it all. Satisfied because you are next to us. because you are leading us and you are guiding us. You are our true shepherd. Together to truly be yielded to your spirit as one body, as one family. Jesus, for this beautiful time together, Lord. Thank you so much that we have the ability to proclaim your name. to carry your name, to decree your name. Thank you that we have that ability. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, family. Give him a shout. How many of you love Jesus? He's good. He's so good. Such a sweet presence. Such a beautiful presence. Okay, I think we're done. So God bless you guys.